Tonic's latest release, the Tactical Army, came out in Europe in July and it's coming out in the US in September. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Actually, Tactical Army is the hidden story in World War II. It happened in not in Taiwan, but there are the over 200,000 Taiwanese soldiers that fight with Japanese soldiers in Pacific War 60 years ago. And we're not talking about history in this album. Yeah, and we are not, you know, how to say, encourage that the feelings or the ideal to be, you know, proud of Imperial Japanese Army, no. Instead, we are talking about, kind of the finding your own values through the very difficult situations and environment and fight for it and keep the faith that of your own dignity. The background is in the World War II. I know that maybe for the Western people, the memories of maybe are full with the Hitlers or the Jewish or the Pearl Harbor attacked, something like that. But the people who don't know is that at that time, Taiwan was occupied by Japan, Empire, yes. And when the Pearl Harbor attacks happened, then there is a Pacific War started. And at that time, because there are a lot of Taiwanese people, they don't want to be seen as the second class under the Japanese colonial governed, so they volunteer to be the soldiers to join the war, to show that they are the same or they are even better than Japanese. I mean, in that generations, the peoples in Taiwan have this kind of the feeling, so they join the war. And Takasago Army is a very special unit that they're formed by the very brave Aboriginal Taiwanese and live in very high mountain, and their ancestors, they were fighting with Japanese soldiers maybe 70 years ago, just 10 years before they joined the Pacific War, you know, when Japan first occupied Taiwan, and their ancestors, those Aboriginal ancestors, they have been fighting with those Japanese people, but they failed in the end, and their tribe are almost being vanished. But those offspring, they were brainwashed by the Japanese education. So they're proud to be to fight for the Imperial Japanese Army. So it's kind of ironic, generation at that time, ironic thoughts over those young people's mind. So when they fight in the battleground in Pacific War, at first time they're thinking that, oh, I represent Japan, so they fight very, they think that they have to be faithful to the Japanese Empire, But gradually they found that because their behavior, that their brave behavior, and they achieved the mission very successfully most of the time, so they won the respect from all the Japanese soldiers. They gradually found out that they're not fighting for any other countries. They're fighting for themselves. But sad truth is, the Pacific War is going to the end and Japan is going to lose the war. And some of Taiwanese soldiers were also, you know, like some Japanese soldiers, they were submitted to a suicidal mission. So they have to face the death immediately, right after they find their own, how do you say, their own dignity or their own values. They are not faithful to the Japanese Empire, but they are faithful to their ancestors and their own motherland, Taiwan. So, but they have to still to face this, this sad destiny. So, we're talking about the tragedy and the spirit of those Taiwanese at that generation. And we are not only talking about the history in Taiwan, and also we're not only talking about those people, those Taiwanese soldiers. We're talking about the common values of human beings. Like nowadays, there are still a lot of people being oppressed by other countries or the government, like Tibet, like Eastern Turkey, Xinjiang, in China. They were oppressed by Chinese government, and also some countries like Burma or some countries in Africa. All over the world, there are still thousands of people that were oppressed by other countries. And if they have to fight, or, you know, they don't know who they fight for. Through this album, through this kind of the story, we're kind of like to talking about that this kind of the value should be treasured and should be respected in all human beings. We all need to respect other people's cultures and their own dignity and their own will, the free will. And yeah, that is close the boundary of the countries, and not only limited in the specific country like Taiwan or Japan. Even though we got very good reaction in Japan and Korea, Taiwan, of course, and some Eastern Asia countries, but still, our album has been already released in the Europe in August already, and we got very good reaction from European people, European fans also.
How pleased or happy are you guys with the end product that came out from this release, you know, all the music and everything now put together in a CD package that you can actually hold?
Despite the reaction from the fans, we got very interesting reaction from the journalists also. Like when I did interview with a Germany and press, and after I described the whole story of our album and the spirit we want to talk about, and the Germany journalist, he said, "Okay, I can totally understand your feeling. You know, it's like, because at that time, Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and Finland, Italy were belong to the Axis. And America, UK, and other countries were belong to the Allies. So when the Germany journalist told me that, he can totally understand our feeling, you know, it's like the fate, the destiny you had to face, but you cannot deny. Even though your will said no, but the whole environment forced you to do that. And I believe that at that time in World War II, not all the Germans are all support Hitler's policy. So, but until now, I think some of the German people are still be blind by this part of the history. So I think that they are kind of understand this kind of feeling. So that's why he said so. And, you know, I got, and when I did the interview with the job, with the other day, there's the other American journalist press, and he asked me a question that because your background is in after the, you know, Pearl Harbor, and it's the Pacific War, are you kind of anti-America or something? And I was like, no, we're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about it, you know, which side we stand for, the Allies or Axis. It's all history already. We're talking about the different levels. And when I, you know, when I did an interview with a UK journalist, there one of them have an interesting question that, so do you still support the Allies, or do you still support the values of the Axis? I was, I'm not talking about, you know, the same. I think this aroused, you know, it provoked the sensitive nerves of every country who involved in World War II, all over the world. So, and the reaction from Japanese journalists, they are very, you know, they feel very appreciate, full of appreciate, even though that know they, their ancestors, their grandpa or grandma, that generation, that did the, that did something wrong, or there's something bad thing happened in World War II, and they can help it, but they still feel that they are very appreciate Taiwanese people who were ever fighting with them in World War II, because they have no friends at that time, I think, because Germany is, you know, is in the, how do you say, the crisis, and they can't, you know, it's like Japan is the fighting alone in Eastern, in the Pacific War. So they feel appreciate that there are still Taiwanese people want to fight with them, even though this might not be the good thing, or might not be the good value, but they still appreciate we've ever been together. And this really touching many Taiwanese people and Japanese people's feelings. And there is another very interesting reaction from Korean friends. He's a promoter, and he invited us to play a festival in Korea in this August, right in this August. But because our album was just released in this August, and when he saw the music video, and they sing the song, they listen to the song, they write a very long email to me and say that, are you encouraged the spirit of to be proud of the Imperial Japanese Army? Because Korea was being occupied by Japan over World War II at that time, and they have been oppressed by them very hard. So until now, there are still a lot of Koreans hate Japanese. So they were kind of, the Korean promoters sent to me that we like sonic music very well, but if you are ever encourage this kind of the spirit Japanese, like samurai or the, you know, the Imperial Army spirit, then we will feel very sad. and we can't release your album in Korea. Because they are not only promoting our show there, but they are also want, they have a label, and they want to release our album, relicense our album from Smithsonian Records. And after I saw that email, I was like, wow, you know, no, because they said, he said that until now, there are still a lot of Koreans are very sensitive about this part of the history. And until now, the Japanese are still not apologize about what they did to Koreans in World War II. So he's like very angry, you know, and they kind of complain that, are you support Japan, blah, blah, blah. And I was, okay, please calm down, you know. We are, actually, Taiwan should be, you know, the Koreans should be have this same feeling as Taiwan, because we've been all occupied by Japanese empire before, and we all fight with them and fight for this empire before. But in that generation, you know, the big environment is unstoppable, you know. And some destiny you have to face, that even though you don't want to, and but you have to face in that generation. So I told him all the stories about, it's a story talking about finding your own dignity and your own values, and to be faithful to your own selves, not faithful to other people's. And he totally understand, and he apologized to me. He said, okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you're talking about in this album, but please have your record label clarify and, you know, describe more about this in a promotion or something. So, yeah. It's very interesting. It's not, you wrote an album, you create an album, and then you can, you know, but bring out many different emotions from different kind of peoples from different countries. It's very interesting for us.
Did you expect that from the beginning?
No, never. We're just, you know, writing the stories we want to write, and the hidden history that we want people to know. And we never ever expected that this kind of reaction. It's really interesting for us and real surprise. And of course, that aroused a big discussion over the internet, not only in Taiwan, but in China, Korea, Japan, and Germany. It's interesting. Yeah.
And in terms of the promotion of the album, you guys are going to be coming to the U.S. right in the next few weeks, touring with Arch Enemy and Skeleton Witch.
Yes, and Devil Driver.
And how excited are you guys for this? You came before for Ozfest one of the years, right?
Yeah. And we toured with, in 2007, Devil Driver was also touring in Ozfest also, so we met those guys before, 4 years ago already, and they're good guys, and we're happy to tour with them again. And that's to our Arch Enemy. We toured with them in the UK last year, the end of last year, and their, how to say, the experience is amazing and wonderful, and I really admire the power of Arch Enemy that they show on the stage. And in the other hand, I think they kind of very like our music also. So after some discussions and chatting, and they invited us to be part of their U.S. tour, North America tour, And also we will tour with them, with Arch Enemy in Europe in December. So we are very excited that we can tour with this big band, and yeah, very exciting. Have no words to express that feeling. Yeah.
And how popular do you guys feel that you are in the U.S. now versus the last time you toured here?
How's the differences?
Oh, yeah, I mean, how popular, yeah, how more or less popular do you think you guys are now in the U.S. versus before?
I'm not sure. Last time we toured in the U.S. is 2009, after we released our former album, Mirror of Retribution. And at that time, we toured with Bleeding Through and Satyricon. That tour is good, but not that successful, because there's some problems, you know, happened in the middle of the tour. So Bleeding Through quit the tour in the middle, and we keep touring with Satyricon for the rest of the tour. But we don't know. But how to say? We also have some headliner shows during the tour with Satyricon, and the reaction is really good, especially in Canada and some U.S. cities like L.A. and what city? Seattle. And some cities in Texas. I remember that. And New York, of course. So we don't know. We've never been to America for 2 years because we think it's a very, difficult
market. Yes.
Market. Yes. All events said so. We can really fit. How to say? We have a very deep feeling about this after few experience touring in America and working with some people in the music scene. And also after 2009, we fired our ex-manager because there are some stupid things happened, and that really make us feel frustrated about our market in the U.S. We kind of transferred our focus to Europe more for the past 2 years. So we have a very good reaction and better fan base nowadays in the U.K. and in some Europe country. But now, because of Arch Enemy inviting us to the U.S., so we go back to U.S. again. And Canada, of course, Canada. Yeah, so it's kind of, the feeling is kind of complicated. We don't know what happened, how many things will happen. Yeah, like the first thing is like the vans were always broken on the road because the distance is always too long.
Yeah.
And the back line, the Americans are not like to, willing to share the back line compared to European.
Oh, yes.
So we have to prepare. Yeah, so we have to prepare our own back line. It's hard to, share with other bands. And, sorry, it's maybe a specific experience, not a normal experience, but we've been cheated by two drivers, twice.
Oh.
We're so afraid of the, when we talk about the driver in the U.S., it will, we'll touch our sensitive nerves, inner our hearts. We feel afraid, Okay, we hope, we have to pray, pray for the God that this time the driver will be no problem. Blah, 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 something like that. We feel something that we cannot control,
yes.
In the U.S. market. So we feel excited also, but we also feel very, scared also. We don't know what things will happen on the world.
And one of the questions we have prepared, I mean, how different are you from your stage persona? Because we saw you guys at Wave Gothic Treffen a few months ago, and you seem pretty you seem pretty angry on stage.
Angry on stage? What show?
Oh, the Wave Gothic Treffen? Germany, VGT.
Oh, Germany show. Yeah. Okay. It's because two shows, Wave Gothic Treffen in Germany, as on Friday and Saturday, the next day, we have to fly to the UK.
Oh.
To play Download Festival. And, you know, the traffic is really, you know, it's really headache. Because we have to finish the show right on the right time and head to the airport directly where we will miss the flight. If we miss the flight, we can't be at the Download on the next day. So, you know, the progress is very tired and nervous. So we asked our driver in Germany, he has to be stand by in the backstage. After our performance, we only have 10 minutes to load out and put all our gears back to the van, and he has to drive with no limit on their highway to the airport. So eventually, we arrived at the airport, and we landed in the UK airport. It's called East Midlands. I still remember that small airport nearby Download Festival. And when we arrived there, you know, it's rainy day, and we didn't hire the van to pick up our gears because the time is too tight. You know, all the schedules have some problems in the last few days, so we don't have time to prepare a van to pick up all our gears. So we had to hire the taxi to bring us to the venue. And when we arrived at the venue, because all the hotels around the venue are all booked, so we can only stay at a tent. We have to bring all our instruments, gears, and all our own baggage suitcase to our tent. And it's a rainy day, so we sleep with our gears. It's the first time we slept with our gears for the whole night. And it's raining outside, and there's no water. Oh, there's only cold water in a rainy day. So we didn't take shower at that day. So the next day, the early morning, we have to wake up because our show at a Download is at noon. So we have to go to the backstage to take a very fast shower, and we have to prepare everything. And that seems some problems with the negotiation of the transportation at the venue. So the time is getting more tight for us, and it's like chaotic situation for us. So when we get on the stage, it's, you know, I'm not that well prepared. But what we never expect that there will be so many crowds to see our show, because we thought, because the Friday, you know, we saw a lot of fans, they're drunk, they drink a lot at the venue, and they shout very loud. So we said, okay, maybe the next day all the fans have hangover, so they won't come to see our shows, or they don't even wake up. But when we played on stage, the crowd, so many crowds that the side up is, you know, it's all packed. And we thought, oh wow, so you know, that makes us feel touching, and you know, all feel very happy, excited, and feel very appreciated. And we have a very great time to play a download. Yes. So it's a, I don't know. It's a weird routine.
Yeah. So you guys seem
Germany
to have really bad luck when you play live.
Yeah, that's true. You know, last time when we 2007 when we played in Wacken Open Air, and we transferred the flight in Frankfurt Airport, but when we arrived at the nearest airport at Wacken, when we arrived at the airport, we found out that all our instruments didn't transfer with the flight with us. All our gears and instruments were still left in Frankfurt Airport. And after 3 hours, we have to play, you know, including our instrument, traditional instrument, a two-string violin. We can still borrow guitar and bass or
yeah, but you can't borrow that.
From other bands. Yeah. So at that shows in Vatican, we have our Hannah player to play the other keyboard. So there are two keyboards of the band at the first time. So I don't think we have a good luck in German. Yeah.
It's funny. And are you guys bringing your traditional instrument and everything for the U.S. shows? Yes, I mean, what can the American fans expect this time when you're coming over to play?
Okay, if you saw our smile on the stage, that shows that our van is okay and our driver is okay today. So you can see our mood from our face at that day when we play. And okay. To be serious, I think we will bring the new song from our new album, of course, and some hit songs from our former albums. And we are the open act of this tour, but we're sure that we're gonna, you know, heat up the atmosphere very soon. And we will make the other bands feel they have to work harder. Yes. So I think it's worth it for all of you guys to come earlier and shout and enjoy our life with us. Yes.
Okay, any particular things that you want to say to the people here waiting for the release to be released, well, for the album to be released in the U.S.?
I hope all of you can check our new album, of course. CD, if you still buy CD, please buy CD. But if you don't buy CD, you use MP3 or something, and please download it and come to see our show. We really hope that we have good time and in this America tour, and we hope that we can have a shower every day. Of course, it's just a dream, but we still hope that. Yeah, that's all. And we all expect to see all of you guys in America.